It was early in the morning, about 7 o'clock, and Tony, he just rubbed his whiskers like that and just went around his face a couple of times with his cold hand. And he didn't like touching his face when his hands were so cold, but he had to. He had all kinds of stuff all over his face. It was like little pieces of, I don't know, it's like food or something, but they were like stuck all over his face, and he had to brush them off, and his cold hand was rubbing all over his face like that. He tolerated it. He had to. He had to go over to Mara's house in just a couple of minutes. And Mara, she didn't really care what he looked like, because all she wanted him to do was dig a hole in the backyard. She wanted to see how deep he could dig it so that she could bury her purse. Now, that's one of the things that she liked to do. She liked to bury things around the yard. And once in a while, she would ask her mother to take her to the beach. She'd dig a big hole there, maybe about, probably about 3-4 feet deep, almost as high as her. And she just dug it straight down and got her arm reached way down into the sand like that and scooped it out and actually made it so deep that she thought that she would be lost in the hole somehow, but she never was. She dropped her little wallet into the little hole that she dug. I'd say it had to be at least 3 feet anyway. And so she dropped it in and then started to bury it. Well, she knew the water was going to start rising pretty soon with the tide. You know how that works. And it would just kind of filter everything. It would just kind of balance everything out, like as if there was absolutely no way of detecting where it was. But Tiffany's dog, he knew what it smelled like. And he could smell at least 2 feet down, sometimes maybe more, depending upon the day. In about 15 years, she said, I'm going to have the dog come out here and sniff around and see if he can find my wallet. Well, little did she know that sometimes dogs don't live to be that old, but... And the dog was already about 12, so I don't think that was going to happen. But she didn't know any better. She just thought dogs like practically lived as long as people do. Well, that's not necessarily true, you know. So, well, time went on and time went on like that. And Teddy drove by in his car. That was one of those kids that she kind of had a crush on. And he rode by in his red car there with the big white stripe on the side. And she liked that. Oh, she liked that so much. And she just wished that he would come back again so that she could hop in the car and go ride around the loop, is what it's called. They would go riding around the loop, which means they'd start at one part of town, follow the road all the way around into the other town. You know how they go over the bridge and come around the other way and come back over the bridge back on this side again? And they would do that. It would be about, I would say, at least probably an 8-mile run all the way around for a complete loop. And they would do that, and they would have a ball going down the street doing all that kind of stuff. That's what she liked to do. And she told him. She says, you know what? And he said, what? She said, I buried my purse. Oh, you did you? And I buried my wallet, too. You did? Well, what'd you do that for? Oh, I like to do stuff like that. It had money in, too. You did? What did you put money in it for? So I could bury it. No, I mean, why? Why would you want to put money in it? Because it'd be worth searching later on. Tiffany's dog is going to find it in about 10, 15 years. Tiffany's dog? That's a little schnauzer, isn't it? Yeah, but he could smell good. One time he smelled a quarter that was about 2 feet down underground. Oh, come on, you're kidding me. No, he did. He found the quarter, I'm telling you. Well, I don't know if he's going to be able to find a wallet or a purse or anything underground like that, but... And give it a try, but see how that works, okay? So he came around the corner like that, and he put the brakes on kind of quick, and he told her, says, well, I'll talk to you later. She said, huh? I'll talk to you later. I got to get going. I got some friends are waiting for me at Becky's dad's house. You know, where they got that little thing in the backyard where we can jack up the car and see why that has an oil leak. Oh, okay. Well, so she got out of the car and left. She walked all the way home by herself. It's about a 2-mile trek. And while she was going home, she noticed a sound that she couldn't get out of her head. It was a sound that was in her head, but it wasn't anywhere else. It was a sound of some kind of a jet engine or a roaring sound, and it was getting louder and louder. She was starting to be concerned with that because normally she didn't hear things like that, and she kind of shake her head a little bit and wondered if it was real or if she was just imagining it or if it was really a sound in her head. She walked up to the fellow walking down the sidewalk and said, excuse me?
Yes?
Can you tell me if you hear a rushing, noisy sound?
What are you talking about?
Do you hear like something like a jet engine or something?
No, I don't hear nothing. I gotta go by.
And he took off. He just walked away like he didn't have any idea what she was talking about. Well, she kind of scratched her head a little bit and started to continue her walk home with that sound building up in her head. It was like a jet engine roaring, getting louder and louder and louder. Now she was starting to worry because it was like almost piercing to the ear. And she was just shaking her head like that, trying to get it out of her head, and it just wouldn't go away. So she started to tap on her head with her knuckles like that and thought maybe that would kind of silence it just a bit. And you know what? It did. And she tapped on her forehead like that. She noticed that the sound wasn't so noticeable. And she tapped a little harder like that and went around the back and the sides like that. And tap, 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 tap like that. Oh, and up on top, she'd be tapping, 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 tapping. Oh, she'd be doing all that. And the people were looking at her as they were driving by and they saw her kind of like knocking on her head on the sides and the top and the back and things like that. They thought it was funny. Anybody knocking on their head like that is going to be kind of humorous. And that's just how it looked. It looked really kind of strange, I will say. But she had a reason for that. I mean, that sound in her head was just driving her crazy. And it was actually getting quieter and quieter as she knocked on her head like that. Just knock, 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 knock. And the sound would start to go away. And pretty soon, after about 15 minutes and about 4 or 5 cars that stopped right in front of her and just sat and watched her. But eventually the sound was down to just a light hissing sound. Well, she could tolerate that. So she started to walk away and the people were all chuckling and laughing and all that kind of stuff. And so she was making her way home and she noticed over there on the corner there was some kind of a bag or something. It was a bag of something or other because it was just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. I mean, it didn't move, it didn't do anything. She was getting closer to it. And there was another boy on the other side of the street. He was kind of walking toward it too. And she thought, well, you know what? I wonder if there's something in that bag. And she walked a little faster, just a little bit faster. And the noise in her head was getting a little louder. And she had to start tapping on her head again there. She walked closer to that bag. And the boy was crossing the street, heading right to the bag that was on the corner, just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. And he noticed it too, of course. He started to look at it, and he saw her looking at it, and she saw him looking at it. They were getting closer and closer, and pretty soon, right at the same time, they got at the bag, and they stood there and looked down at it. And they stared at the bag, and she was still knocking on her head because it was just driving her crazy with that sound. And he looked at her, and he thought something had to be wrong with her because anybody knocking on their head like that just ain't right, you know. Well, he reached down to pick it up, and she reached down to pick it up. And just as he touched the bag, she grabbed the bag, and they started to pull it both ways. He to him, her to her, and they just started pulling all of a sudden. Whoosh, ripped wide open, and down the ground it went. Oh, they were so, so disappointed. It was like some kind of a cake or something like that, but it just went right on the ground. Well, somebody must have went shopping and accidentally left their bag on the corner as they were waiting for the bus. So now they had a big old plop of cake or pie or whatever that was on the ground. They thought, well, they tossed the bag off to the side, which they should not have done, but they did. Well, it wasn't but 15 minutes. She finally got home and walked up to the front door and realized that the door was locked and she didn't have her key. What is she going to do now? She thought, not again, I don't have to do this again, do I? The last time she locked herself out, she had to climb up the little pole right on the porch there and went all the way up under that little roof, you know how that is, and right up to her bedroom window and pry it open. Well, there she went, over to the side of the house and got that big piece of metal that she used to pry with, and she kind of like stuck it in her back of her pants like that so she could climb that pole. And up she went, little by little. She just shimmied up that pole right to the little roof there, and she just hung on it with her fingers and lifted her legs up and just reached up over to the top like that and got her leg lifted up over and onto it. And there she was pulling herself in, and oh, she just made it right on top of that little roof like that. Ooh, that was a hard one. And she climbed right over to that window. That was her window, and she was going to pry it open. She reached in her back pocket like that and pulled out that flat piece of iron. And she just stuck it right underneath the window like that and just started shimmying it in and just shaking it back and forth and pushing it in and pushing it in and just started to push down, just like a lever, just push down. All of a sudden, the window popped open. There. Oh, she was happy now. And she lifted up the window and just kind of just looked back where she was up on the roof like that, and she gave a big smile saying, I did it. Oh, she was happy for that. And she just kind of helped herself right into the house, right into her bedroom. She had some stuff on a little table right in front of the window like that, and she knocked off. And I think she broke something because she heard something break, but it was so dark she really didn't know until probably wouldn't find out until she turned the light on, of course. But she forced her way in like that and right over the top of the table and just right onto the ground, right onto the floor. There she was, inside, finally inside. Oh, she was happy now. Now she was happy. But when she started to stand up, she noticed she felt a little lightheaded. Just a little lightheaded. And that sound in her head was still there. A little bit of a humming sound, not as bad as it was before, but it was still there. It was still there. And she would do everything she can and knock, 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 knock. Oh, she had to do that. In the back, knock, 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 knock. Oh, that felt good. She had to do something. Side of her head. Oh, no, knock, 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 knock. And she did that. Oh, now the sound was dissipating. It was starting to go away now. The sound was starting to go away. Oh, she could finally get some sleep. She was tired. So that's what she did. She just crawled over to her bed and realized the window was still open. She had to go all the way back to the window, shut the window, and go all the way back to her bed. And she plopped on the bed and just kept tapping on her forehead. Just a light tap like that, just a light tap. Just enough to keep her from hearing that sound. Ooh, it was a busy day. It was a busy day today. She tap, 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 oh yeah. Tap, 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 oh yeah, that felt good. It was working. Well, it got to a point where the sound was almost completely gone and she was tapping pretty slow now because she was getting tired. Tap, 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 tap. Side, tap, 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 tap. And she was getting really tired now. Sound was going away, and she was relaxing now. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, felt good. Oh, she was happy. It was just beautiful, quiet now. It was quiet. Tap, 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 tap. It was quiet now. It was quiet. Tap, 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 tap. It was quiet. Tap, tap, tap.